Tide. And again, we're joined with head volleyball coach for the Missouri State West Plains Lady Grizzlies, Paula Wiedemann. And the alumni game is going to be a week from this Saturday, August 13th. There'll be a lunch at Hibby's, and then the scrimmage will take place at 3 p.m. at the West Plains Civic Center. And then August 17th, 6 p.m., Lady Grizzlies are on the road heading to Drury for a scrimmage before
our first tournament.
It starts.
It starts. Oh, yeah.
That's exciting, though.
I mean, that's exciting. You know, I mean, as much as preseason matters, kids are ready to play.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, yeah. They'd walk through the door and be like, let's go.
Yeah.
I'd be like, whoa, that's not good. But anyways, our schedule is extremely tough. There's kind of a reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
Our region has been very strong. Our district, because we are like district with Iowa and Illinois, and our district is exceptionally strong. It is probably the strongest district the last 3 or 4 years.
Yes.
You know, Iowa Western, Indian Hills, us, Jefferson, Mineral area. Of those five teams, the ability, you know, last year it was finished 1-3-10,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the nation at the national tournament. So it's one of those things that I really take pride in the fact that we have to be able to go out and find a tough schedule in order to prepare for the postseason. And we're lucky enough to get to do it. I will give up maybe some dates in order to add tough tournaments. And man, we see everybody.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm super excited about this schedule, you know, starting off at Iowa Western, and we get to Western Nebraska and Butler first day. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Perennial, solid program.
Western Nebraska has, and I'm telling you, Butler, they have such good things going. I really, really have a lot of respect for their head coach, Lisa Lechtenberg, and she is from there. And played at K-State, and I'm telling you, she loves that place. And there is something to, you know, there's so much value in somebody who's really invested in where they are and what they're doing. And Butler has a great athletics program, so it's one of those things that she's done a great job, and I expect nothing. We see each other 3 times this year. I'm not sure she's excited about that, but I am. Because it's going to be a great game every time we step on the floor, and we're going to have to play. So.
Well, something that's really, really cool, and I know it's... Your team is fully aware of it. You're fully aware of it. But the national tournament will be at the West Plains Civic Center.
Yeah, and that's, you know, man, I've always said, I don't really care where it's at. I just want to be in it, okay?
Right.
But there is something really special. And I think anybody, we have many former, like, players from other institutions who they talk about playing in West Plains. And then we have some that are now coaching at two-year schools that bring their teams. And now they're coaching a team at the national tournament in West Plains after they were a player experiencing that. And I can't even tell you the number of coaches who, there is something special about it. And I know that. I've always felt that because there is such – it's a big deal here. And there's a uniqueness to it. And there's a reason why this will be the 11th time we've hosted this thing in 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so getting ready for that is important for us. There's a method to the madness when it comes down to getting through a season and putting ourselves in a position to be playing our best volleyball at the end of the season is really what we're working towards. And this schedule helps prepare us for that. And
it's a grind.
Oh, it is. There's no doubt.
There's going to be peaks. There's going to be valleys.
Yep.
It's all about, how are you going to deal with adversity? How are you going to deal with sudden change?
When stuff gets hard.
That's where it's all at, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It really is. And, you know, and that's where I think that last year's team, they figured out a lot of stuff probably about a month into season.
They got tough.
They did. They got really tough. And
gritty tough.
And part of it, too, is that they have to, I mean, you, like, part of it is showing up for each other, you know, and they're there, but they didn't know how to connect that. And it's like they have to kind of become each other's constant. I said, we are all, our strength is built on those foundations and those constants of our life that give us something that we can continue to build on. And they had not found that yet. But, man, when they found that and they were just giving to each other, then it became something that gave them confidence. They trusted each other. you know, every team has to go through that process. Mm-hmm. Some get there quicker, some take longer. If they find it, that's one of the biggest pieces that they can use to in order to just make good things happen throughout the year.
Well, and this season, you're not going to sneak up on anybody.
No,
you know, word's out. You know,
I
mean,
oh, thanks.
You know,
yeah, it's I'm proud of that, but it's also one of those things where, like, I told the girls the very first day, I said, "All right, for everybody that has not, you know, been here, you have a target on your back, and you can thank the players that are standing here with you, are returning players. You can thank the people before them. That matters." And I said, "And you're walking in here, and people, they, like I said, they're after us. We're going to get everybody's best game, everybody's. And that is something that you need to take pride in. You need to really feel good about, but you also have to be ready. And so there, again, that's part of that process that we really work on to try to get them to how they connect with each other in order to be like, all right, it doesn't matter what's on the other side of the net. We're excited. You have to find joy in the way you play. Mm-hmm. And that is something that even last year towards the end of the season, you know, it's disappointing whenever you lose in a semifinal at the national tournament.
Okay? It's tough.
But man, take pride in that game because we did such good things. It was great volleyball. And Iowa Western came out on top. You know, there's a reason that these things might happen, but my goodness, we go into that next game and it's like that first set, we were right there, but there was just, I'm like, you got to enjoy this, guys. Man,
it's such a fine line. It's such a fine line.
And man, as soon as they kind of just started finding their joy, mm-hmm. Everything turned around and it was like, it was not even, that piece of the game was so pretty to watch whenever it came down to just, and you know, in the end, you always want to end on a win in JUCO national tournament. You get a chance if you're playing on that last day, you know, and that's important mm-hmm. because you carry that with you. And it was important to our team to get that done. And I could not have been more proud of how they went about doing that, what that means going into this year, and how much that hopefully will kind of carry through.
Well, getting there, the experience, the knowledge, understanding what it takes to get there, but now not forgetting what it felt like.
Oh, yeah. No.
And somehow, you know, kind of managing that to not overhype and, you know, but don't ever forget how that felt.
And the thing is the feelings that you have from it are, it's like how you kind of, what you do with it. And it's not so much, it's like, you know, that felt terrible or that felt great. Man, that emotions are not what you build stuff on.
Right.
The emotions that you want to put yourself in a position to where the things that you're doing help you create those really positive emotions or the hurt. Honestly, you can learn as much from some losses. You know, I mean, we've been lucky to be a part of so many great games and be on both sides of it. Mm-hmm. But like I tell the girls all the time, I said, what we are going to do is prepare ourselves to play good volleyball, period. That's it. And if we have a team on the other side that's ready to do that, then it becomes, I mean, that's where, that's what you're looking for. You want them to be good. And you respect and appreciate another good player.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they do something good. Don't sit there and be like, no, respect it. Just show them a little. It's like, all right, nice job. Let's go.
Peyton Manning's book, he said that the one thing that really drove him the most, that really, really pushed and drove him was he wanted to know what it felt like.
Oh, yeah.
To be, you know, to hold the trophy.
Yeah.
You know, he wanted to know what it was like in the locker room.
Yeah.
And that's what drove him.
That's kind of cool.
To break film down, to, you know, study and just nonstop.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, you know, I was close or, I won 13 in games. And it was all about he wanted to feel what Troy Aikman felt, what others felt.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, multiple times.
A couple times.
But it's here, and, you know, I think it's cool. You got twins?
Yeah, we do. We've got the Reister twins from Colorado. Those things happen.
Can you keep them apart?
I can.
Okay.
Yeah, thank goodness. Yeah, we're... there's always challenges with teams, you know. We have two Lexis, and yet we've had three Brees before. We've had to figure out how to, you know, distinguish and this and that. It's like, do you have a nickname?
Yeah.
So, and if you don't, we're going to find one. So.
Well, it's cool. You know, Heather Montag, back from Koshkonong,
She's originally from Utah, but her family moved here after.
Okay.
So
that's where
they came from Utah. They were here for the national tournament. You want to talk about the impact?
The
national tournament, watching one of their older daughters who played for Snow College, and they fell in love with the area.
Yes.
And then that was in April, and they moved here in June.
That's awesome. Awesome. I mean, the Ozarks will do that to you.
Oh, it will.
But, you know, you got Lexi Shepherd from the Liberty Eagles.
Yeah, I know.
Good kid.
So I've known Lexi since, you know, especially because her mom played for us. And Angie was a freshman my first year here as an assistant. So I said, this has come full circle for me. I said, I'm on a second generation Grizzly, and it's kind of crazy. But man, it doesn't seem like it's been that long. And, you know, Lexi has such a good foundation. She is a teacher coach, mm-hmm. comes from a teacher coach family, and just has, you know, the personality that you want on a team, period.
Well, it's just fun watching teams of any sport blend, grow together, and you can see a family, you know.
Oh, yeah. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And they have to feel that. And that takes some time.
It does.
And you're always going to have to work through some things. But, you know, that in itself, I can point to teams that their closeness and how much they wanted, they're a fan of each other's success. And when they really care about their teammates' success and they love that, then that is, man, it's hard to get in the way of that, you know. They kind of get out of their own way. So whenever they are supporting each other and really love watching other people do good things, and they want, man, it's like, who wouldn't want that? So,
well, folks, you're going to have an opportunity to meet the Lady Grizzlies along with head coach Paula Wiedemann and staff, as you guys are going to be taking part in a little monster truck action.
We are. We're going to be out there tonight and tomorrow night. We've got a walking taco stand, and we'll be out just, you know, talking to people, and we'll have flyers for our first home game. It's a free game, and the Grizzly Booster Picnic is before the game on September 14th, so we're super excited about that. But it gives us a chance just to get out and just let people know who we are, see some faces, and then give them a chance to, like I said, we'll hand some flyers out, and maybe they'll remember to come out and watch us play. This group is going to be fun to watch.
They're good. It's a special group.
There's a little athleticism on this group. So they, you know, if you want to come out and see what volleyball at the college level is like, this is the group to come out and watch. So
absolutely. Head coach Paula Wiedemann of the Missouri State West Plains Lady Grizzlies, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.